Recording started.
All right. Well, welcome everybody to the first meeting of the year for the Diversity, Civility, and Inclusion Working Group. David, thanks for sending out those items on the mail list. So I think that serves as a good agenda for us to walk through.
Great. Sure.
And anything else that people might have that we want to tag on to the end of that? Why don't we go ahead and hit the survey first. So the status on that one is that I just blanked on somebody's name. But anyway, the survey is now loaded into SurveyMonkey as a draft. And so we need to review that. I've seen the link for it, but I haven't had a chance to go through and review it. But we should probably circulate that amongst the broader team. And once we decide that that doesn't include any significant flaws, then it'll be time to advertise it. And I just sent a note over to Jessica, and she looped in. Let me grab the email so I'm saying the right thing here. If I can find it quickly, which I probably can't. Anyway, so what that thread amounts to, though, is asking what kind of support we want. And I don't have a whole lot of great ideas about how to advertise it. We have the blog post that Swathed put together that we had on ice waiting for the survey to be ready for some time now. So we should dust that off and make sure that whatever we wrote there when we were launching things in August still makes sense now. Do you recall if that needs any sort of updating, Swetha?
I don't think so, but I haven't taken a look in a while, I'll admit. So I'll take another look and see, but I'm pretty sure we made it kind of general and not time specific when I initially wrote it. So I think it should still work.
Okay, great. I recall you wanted a or you had a placeholder in there for when we actually had the link to the survey, so we should be able to populate that pretty mm-hmm. soon here.
Yeah.
So we'll put that blog post out, and then I don't know how if. Sorry, my alarm's going off to remind me of this meeting. So, Tracy, I don't know if you recall. When we did this in the past, was it just a blast out to the mail list?
Oh, we did mail list. We did the general channel. I think at the time that we were doing that survey, we really only wanted developers to be mm-hmm. responding to it. So we tried to limit kind of where it was advertised, if you will. I think for this one, we don't want to limit it. And so I think advertising it on like the main mailing list to get anybody who's subscribed to any of the mailing lists to think about clicking on the link. Obviously, the blog post is good. I don't know if Twitter is even someplace we want to go, but I think this is a much wider population of folks that we want to respond to it than we did the past survey.
I would agree. I don't see any downside with being pretty open about sending it out there. I mean, even if somebody is interested in being a community member, for example, and following us on Twitter, but hasn't yet contributed, it seems like they still would have some interesting feedback for us. So I'm fine with broad communication.
Does anybody know how SurveyMonkey limits, like can somebody just continually go back with the same link and restart the survey?
I'm not a SurveyMonkey expert.
I don't know, Dan. I think we'd have to look at that. If there's some way to, based on a cookie or something like that.
Okay. Because that would make me want to, if there's not at least some nominal mechanism to prevent people from responding multiple times, then I wouldn't want to put it outside of regular Hyperledger channels, because I just wouldn't want some bored troll out there to throw off statistics for fun.
So the same person filling it out more than once?
Right.
That would be good to confirm. That seems pretty standard to me, though, to avoid that sort of situation, but I'm not a SurveyMonkey expert.
Yeah. Yeah. I similarly would think they would have something, but I don't know.
But even if we stay within the community channels, I mean, if we want to go, more, broad than more narrow, we could ask the working group chairs and the special interest group chairs to mention it in upcoming calls. I think we could, I don't want to email every list, but, there are ways that, we could push it, I think.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I hadn't thought about reaching out to the chairs to ask them to get participation.
And the same with the project leads. I mean, if we could just ask every project and every working group and every SIG to mention it at an upcoming call, that would be one way to get out more broadly.
I wonder if there's some way with the mail list that a mail can be sent to anybody who is subscribed to a list.
Yeah, that's the main. You have to have somebody who's a moderator, like Salona or Rye or somebody like that, right? I don't think I still have that right. Mm-hmm. There's a limited number of people who can post to the main mailing list, okay. Which everybody has to be part of in order to subscribe to any mailing list. And then to answer the question, it does look like there's a option for allowing multiple responses. So I guess we would just want to not choose that option.
And SurveyMonkey.
And SurveyMonkey.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Okay. So they probably just set a cookie or something.
Yeah, so it says it most by default multiple responses is turned off for most collectors, meaning the survey allows only one response per browser or email address. So obviously you could just go off and do it and answer in multiple browsers, but yeah.
Just keep clearing your cookies or something. So yeah, there's always ways around that, but so long as there's some nominal protection, that's good. Okay. So I guess an action then will be to ask on the Community Architects channel for them to, we'll have to draft a notice in general, I guess, but once we have that drafted, then also ask the Community Architects to hit main list.
Yeah.
And we'll have the blog, and anything else come to mind?
I had one thought. Sorry, go ahead, Swetha.
Oh, I was going to say, when we were doing the internship stuff, we did have a banner on the wiki, like no matter what page, but there was like a banner that was just saying, hey, applications open, or, we're looking for projects. So stuff that people use and that we can see without having to like send out an email.
That's a good idea.
That makes sense. And was that just right at like the landing page for the wiki?
It was on all the pages. I'm not sure how they did it, but it was like right under it was like a header that was on there, right under the menu.
Yeah, there's a mechanism in Confluence that you can set up so that every single page, regardless of what page, it shows some message.
Yeah, that'd be worth doing. Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay, that's great.
The only other
request for the Community Architects.
Yeah.
The only other thought I had about promoting, and this might be outside of the timing, but, and this is also a segue to another agenda item for today. I mean, we do want to think of actions to ask people to take at Global Forum. And I don't know if we want to leave the survey open that long, but we could ask people to, that could be an ask for people there. We may want to have the survey closed so we can have data to share there. So I don't know if that fits with our timing, but that's a potential ask for people at Global Forum.
Swith, were you hoping to have stats for your talk?
I was. I thought that would be a cool way to, or I feel like it would kind of give a little more power to things that we say, if we can have data to back up why there's a problem or not. But I understand if it's easier to get more result or more people to participate doesn't necessarily need to be there.
And maybe we could play it by ear. If we have like a target, we want X number of many people to fill out the survey. We maybe just leave it open until we hit that threshold, maybe.
I was wondering another option to hit people who have actually went to events, Hyperledger events in the past year, like the boot camps, and kind of seeing if we could reach out to the folks there. I don't know. Celia, you can probably help answer that question, right? Can we reach out to people that attended previous events and, you know, spam them a bit with this survey link?
Yeah, we would just have to do it for you. Excuse me. So we'd have to do it through the registration system.
Sure.
Yeah. But yeah, we can do that.
Great.
Because that way we could get like people from last school forum or something, right? Instead of this global forum, in order to help kind of get those stats for the talk.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. When is global forum? I can't remember anymore.
March 3rd through 6th, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I think I would I lean to the side of let's have our data before then and try to have that as one of our goals, is we want to be able to
present
share that data as part of the global forum.
Okay. So we'd close it out by end of February at the latest, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how often or how long a survey is normally open, but if we can get this underway in the next 1 to 2 weeks, then it would be open for a full month. And that seems like a long time to let a link.
Sure. You're right.
Yeah. We'd have to close it off before the slides are due. I can't remember when the slides are due, but
they're always due the moment coming up soon.
I think they had a pretty generous timeline on the slide due date, better than most conferences I've seen.
Yeah.
I think it's the week before.
Okay.
Yeah.
We might be able to get preliminary data anyway. Sure. I'm not sure what the interface is like yet.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. So anyway, I also pulled up Jessica's note, and so she was saying that she's willing to set up time to talk about promotion and any PR that they want to do around the results. So we should figure out how to take her up on that. Does somebody want to, I guess, we could either invite her to the next meeting. That'll probably be too late. Does somebody want to volunteer to try to connect with Jessica and Emily Fisher? We could just try to do that over email as well.
Yeah, I think an email. Maybe, if we summarize some notes from this call and just copy them on it, maybe that would be a good thread.
Yeah. Okay, good. Well, that's shaping up nicely. So just to recap this topic then, we need to finalize the survey and move forward on the advertising things that we just went through. It sounds like you're taking notes on that, David. Is that right?
I can. Sorry, we didn't talk about note takers at the beginning. I thought you were taking some notes down. Let me pull it up.
Sorry, I thought you were taking notes. I interpreted some pauses that I heard in your speech to think you were writing something down.
Yeah, it looks like we don't have a meeting. I'll get a meeting note page for this going.
Unfortunately, we have a recording.
Yeah. And one other note around this, because I think it was a question that came up on a previous call. If anybody in the group wants access to SurveyMonkey, I did talk to Salona about this, and she did say it is possible. You would just need to make sure you have a LastPass account. That's how the access is handled. And then if for whatever reason you needed access to help edit it or whatever, she can. do that.
Cool.
Okay, just 1 second. Let me get the page up so we can all, what's today, the 7th? 8th. Okay. I'll drop it in the chat channel on Zoom. Here we go.
Thanks.
And it was just a copy of an earlier meeting notes of the agenda. We'll have to update it, but. I'll capture the notes we had had.
Pretty similar agenda anyway.
Yeah, we can go on. I'll just catch up on the notes if you want to go on.
Thank you. Okay, let's move on to Global Forum next. So there was a few things that we had brought up in the past that we wanted to do. I don't recall if we've got that captured somewhere.
I think it probably is in previous notes, but I can give a recap that I think captures the discussion, and if people have additional things to add, we can just do that. But yeah, I'm sure we've captured it in the earlier meeting notes.
Yeah, I just followed the link actually that's in that set that you copied over, and there's a few action items there.
And we did have a landing page. We had set up, I think as part of the virtual meeting experiment, we did have a page on the DCI wiki where I think we could add notes. I don't think it's necessarily super comprehensive, but there are some notes there too. My memory of this was that we were talking about with the events team a couple of things. I mean, there is a diversity happy hour, so we wanted to talk about activities there. We had talked about inviting somebody to maybe give some sort of a talk. We had also talked about what sort of actions we could ask people to take throughout the event. If I remember correctly, we didn't want to limit our group's activities to just the happy hour. That could be like a kickoff, and we could try to motivate people to take actions throughout the event, but I don't think we had decided exactly what those actions were. And then we had also talked, again, at least initially, I don't think we had finalized anything, but we had talked about, you know, are there ways to incentivize and recognize people who had taken some sort of action by having some sort of exclusive giveaway for those people. So I think that captured the main thing. So what do we do at the happy hour? What do we do throughout the event? How do we recognize people, and what are the asks that we want people to take? I don't know if that captures most of it, or if people have other thoughts that I missed anything.
I think that captured our main goals or ideas.
Great. Yeah,
skimming through the, so I put the link for that Global Forum page that David just mentioned in the chat there. So looks like he hit that. Celia, did you have specific things that you had in mind?
So we were working kind of on a brainstorming doc as well, and did take these ideas that we talked about last time. And I think also what's on this page that you just sent over to Dan on the wiki. But a couple of the main things we wanted to chat about today was just going ahead and, like we said, getting a move on some of these so we can go ahead and get things finalized and in place. And really just picking at least a couple that we can do and do them really well. So I think maybe the two main things to kind of chat more through today, we talked about like the speed networking and mentoring component of the event. And then also, as David mentioned, kind of the activities and recognition that we can give people who participate in different things throughout the event and also leading up to Global Forum. So I guess first we can talk about the speed networking and mentoring, if that works for everyone. And it's definitely something that we want to do and build upon. Does that work?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay. So I know in 2018, it didn't really work out the way that we wanted. So we wanted to kind of get some ideas from you all on how you envision this. You know, we could definitely go more formal and, you know, have tables set up and timers and make sure people are assigned to certain tables, that sort of thing. We could also make it a lot more casual. Emily was mentioning at an event she went to somewhat recently, they just had like two rows of chairs lined up facing one another, and you just kind of like moved down the chairs on one side and spent, you know, 3 minutes, 3 to 5 minutes talking to the person across from you. David, I think you put a note in about how maybe it didn't work with it being more casual and just maybe trying to make it more formal. So wanted to get some feedback from everyone on that.
Yeah, and yeah, I mean, so not that it necessarily doesn't work informally, I guess, you know, my thought, and Tracy, I'd be interested in your thoughts. I mean, we did think that maybe a little bit more structure and formality around some sort of mentoring would be helpful. I mean, at one point we had even drafted an idea of what a more formal structured mentorship program could look like. I mean, I'm not opposed to informal, but it feels like we've tried informal in the past and it, you know, didn't really have a huge impact. But maybe, I mean, I'd be curious to hear what other people say about formal versus informal or more structured or not.
I mean, so a couple of things. So I've done speed mentoring where it's kind of the one-to-one, right? One person talking to another person and then the mentees moving, right? To the next chair, if you will, after 3, 4, 5 minutes, whatever that time limit happens to be. I think that works really well to get an introduction to a lot of people and what they're interested in. And then after that, a person can come back to that person that they really connected with in that, you know, time frame to have something that's more formal, if you will. And then last year at the speed mentoring at the Global Forum, we ended up having more mentees than we had mentors. And so we basically had one mentor per table. And that person tried to talk to all of the other people at the table, but it was hard because some people wanted to monopolize the conversation. Other people are shy and didn't want to talk in front of a group of people. You know, but at the same time, I think it was valuable for the people who did attend as mentees to kind of get some responses back from the people who were involved. And I think it was a good introduction to like more, so people in the community who are, you know, TSC members or maintainers or that sort of thing versus, you know, people who are maybe newer to the community who are trying to figure out how to get involved or how to you know, use one of the projects or something like that. So, you know, I think both of them actually ended up working out well. I don't think in a conference like this, you can really get to the formal sort of mentoring that I think we were trying to set up, David.
Fair enough. But
I think this is an opportunity for people to get to meet other people who might be willing to, you know, form a longer relationship with the mentee.
Agreed. And that brought up a thing that I was going to talk about. Like, is this, do we envision this being an isolated one-off thing, or is this the start of a longer term mentoring effort that the DCI group wants to see? Because I think in some ways the people going to Global Forum are not necessarily the people that we want to reach if we want to increase the diversity of the group. You know, how do we have some sort of a mentoring program that reaches the people who aren't at Global Forum? I think that's, you know, do we want to look at that as well? Like, if somebody raises their hand to be a mentor, that'd be great if they went to the speed networking thing, but do we also want to ask them to connect with people beyond, you know, this particular event? I mean, we're not going to fix the diversity issue with just one speed networking thing, right?
Yeah. I don't know if we should make it a commitment or like, I don't know if they should necessarily be connected. I kind of echo a lot of what Tracy said about the last forum's speed networking. There were too few mentors for the mentees, but a lot of them were fairly new to the Hyperledger community, it felt. And I also don't know how formal you could get. I mean, we can make it a little bit more in terms of like topic, dividing people by topic, but I think having that natural randomness was kind of a good thing, and maybe just smaller groups would be better. In terms of like a formal mentoring program, I think that's definitely a good idea. I know a lot of Linux Foundation communities are enacting those. Like, I know Linux Foundation started something in the last year, and they're using Community Bridge to try to get that working and stuff. So I kind of feel like they have to have two different approaches for the two. But I do agree that probably if we're having a mentorship program, there's definitely value in trying to get people who are not at the forum, people who they probably need a little, they want more mentoring to kind of get more involved. But it could also be for someone who has been there and who feels like they haven't really been getting opportunities, or they don't know how to navigate the community. They're just kind of stuck. So I feel like there are different groups that might need mentoring. And I feel like the speed networking thing is more of trying to make an inclusive environment, maybe in the forum itself, and try to get them started and make them, introduce them to other people, I guess.
So I have not done one of these myself, but I think if I was going to try to coach somebody on site, I would need probably more than 3 to 5 minutes just to get through the intro. And it would be very hard for me to commit to mentoring someone. It would be harder for me to commit someone long-term than it would be to allocate a half hour, an hour, whatever the session is at Global Forum. So from my perspective, I think it would be great to have structure there to say it's, I don't know, 5 minute or 10 minute slots, and have people register in advance if possible. And then we can know what the numbers are, and that we've got the right set up with tables and chairs and whatnot.
And I'm not trying to make this a bigger thing than it needs to be, at least initially. Why don't we focus on Global Forum? And then when we see who raised their hand to do the speed networking, we can always follow up with them with some sort of phase two ask. Like, did you enjoy that? Did you want to do this more in the future? But we can talk about that longer term thing maybe after Global Forum then.
We can definitely get TSC people on board with it. We've got like half TSC right here, so maybe a quarter of the TSC, but we should be able to, I think it would be an easy thing to recruit from there, and then the next degree out into the maintainers. So that's an action that we can take in the next TSC meeting.
Celia, would it make sense to kind of get that list of mentors to know how many mentors we have, and then based on that, decide if we need multiple sessions?
Yeah, or definitely.
For like people to, you know, who are going to be the mentees?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that works. And typically what we've done in the past is just create like a Google sign up form for both, so people can also sign up for to be a mentee, and we can collect the mentor names that way as well. But then, like you said, depending on how many mentors actually sign up in advance, we'll determine kind of the structure too. You know, if we see that it's like last year, we should just go ahead and move forward with the table, more of like a table discussion instead of that one-on-one. So, yep. Would that be something that you all can send out like a link to? We'll put it on the website as well. But I can share that with you to distribute too.
Do we want, so I'm trying to figure out who we distribute to. Is it only, so I think there's like this group of people who are going to be at the Global Forum who are also people we would want to reach out to be mentors, right? And then there's this group of people who are going to be at Global Forum who would want to be mentees. And I don't know that we necessarily know what that like intersection looks like. you know, is your ask for reach out to reach out more broadly, regardless of whether they're currently signed up for Global Forum at this point, with the intention that if you sign up for this, you will be at Global Forum?
Yes, hopefully. Yeah. Yes, this would be more focused on actual attendees at Global Forum, as far as these sign-up forms go.
Sounds like a good advertisement for Global Forum.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so did we answer your first question then, Celia?
Yes. Yep, I think we can work with this for sure.
Okay, we took an action item to circulate this or to recruit at the next TSC meeting. And then there was an action item about the list.
So Celia, you're creating the list and providing the list links to this group so that we can distribute?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the list, I'm just taking notes. And the list is for the potential mentors, or it's for both mentors and mentees?
Just the mentors.
Okay.
Okay. And then for Global Forum, will there be a registration item for this event?
So basically we would use this sign up form kind of as an RSVP form to collect the names of people that will attend. And then it will also be on the online agenda so people can add it to their personal schedules. And then we will have the app again this year as well. So we can put something in the app about it too.
Okay, so it'll be hard to forecast exact demand before the event.
I think so. I mean, I think we can get a good idea, especially with mentors, but, you know, we might get more mentees that show up.
Yeah, the mentee was going to be, yeah. It'll be hard to know. Okay.
Another question I have, do we know when this session is going to be held based on when the talks are? So that I know whether or not I can actually volunteer based on when my talk is?
Right. I don't think we have it in the schedule yet. I'll try and schedule around yours. You're like, thank you. Yeah. We'll take a look and see what makes the most sense. And then maybe put out a couple of different options to you all. If you just want us to make the decision, we can do that too. Just put it in.
Yeah, I'm not worried either way, right? Just so I know. I think that's, you don't want people volunteering for something if they're going to be somewhere else.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. We'll get it on the schedule and let you know what the time is for that.
Okay.
So I had a couple of other questions. I mean, in my mind, it would be great to have an ask and or an activity that everybody going to Global Forum could do. And it seems like this particular ask is going to be a subset of people. Like, not everybody can be a mentor. Like, are there other asks that we want to make available for people so that everybody at the event can feel like they're able to participate in the DCI efforts? I mean, I don't know what those would be necessarily, but do we want to focus on just the mentoring effort or do we want to look at other activities, I guess, is the question.
The other thing I know that we talked about was like having people take pledges per se, and then we can give out like a pin or a sticker or something, and it's a sticker or a pin that only we give out.
Mm-hmm.
And like it could be maybe like the all are welcome on a pin or something. And I think that would be cool. And I don't think I've seen that yet. So, but the idea basically, I'm like, I saw it kind of work in Grace Hopper where they had like the big bus at the end of the thing. They have a couple of like pre-made pledges that you could take. And you'd basically say, this is what I'm going to do. And then, you know, you sign your name on like a virtual board saying that you've taken this pledge. and we could do something similar. And then you could, there was also like a fill-in option if people have their own ideas. This might be a little bit, but we would want to like focus on a few different things. So definitely, but I would like, I feel like having something a little more concrete than I support gender diversity being like a pledge, right? Like,
yeah, that's not really, yeah, that's not an action. I mean, saying that you support it is great, but yeah, do we want to ask people to take an action?
Yeah,
would the actions be like help somebody get their first pull request in?
That would be cool.
Yeah, and in my mind, that speaks to the longer term mentoring thing. Do we want to have people available to help with that sort of stuff?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to necessarily issue the lower bar, though. At Intel now, we have these ally badges, and the intent of the badges is to let people know in a passive way that they can feel comfortable with who they are in that environment, because they've got people walking around saying that they're that they in turn are comfortable with that. So sometimes it's just a benefit of the visibility of those stickers or pins or whatever we do.
So what's the bar on that system? It's just somebody saying, I support? I mean, there's no action necessarily?
Right. The action was basically, I cared enough to go up to the booth and ask for one of these things and then display it.
Okay, and that's still an action, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with us asking for something more. But it would also be cool to see a sea of those badges out there during the event.
Maybe. Yeah, you're right. And if we have a lower bar, maybe that would help us recruit more for this event. Maybe the ask is, if you come up and you get the thing, we'll get your email and we'll send you information about this group and the mailing list.
So I just sent out a link of the one that was at Grace Hopper, but they have some examples of these pledges. There aren't necessarily like, I will help someone get a full first pull request. They're a little bit more general, but they are sort of concrete. Like, one is like, I'll check my own biases and take meaningful action to understand and mitigate them. So they're a little more self-reflective, if that gives ideas to what we could do.
That's great. Well, why don't we take a look at those offline and then try to come back in the next session with some concrete selections and direction on that. Anything else on the global forum front?
Yeah, I think we could finalize today what the giveaway is. And like you said, do we take the, you know, all our welcome graphic and make a pin out of it or something? I mean, I think if I understood correctly, Celia, the events team needed some heads up for any swag ass that we had, so it would be great to finalize that today.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, a pin is super easy. We can do that. I know there was also maybe mention of some t-shirts, but let me know what you think. Sounds like a pin is a definite, though.
And we can go ahead and move forward with getting that swag item, whatever it is, without knowing exactly what the asks are, right? I mean, we know there'll be some sort of that, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm fine with the pin. I mean, easier for people to wear the pin than the shirt, I guess. They can put it on whatever they already are wearing.
Yeah, I agree.
Does someone, and I can touch base internally about this too, but I would just need the graphic. So I know it's out there somewhere.
I don't have a print. I mean, I have the web version. I don't have a high resolution one. I guess Allie is the right one to ask.
Yeah. Okay. I'll get with
her. Okay. Do you need to have an item? Like, what else do you need from us about that? Like the number of ones to print or make or?
If you have an idea of a number, that would work. What do we think?
if we order more, we can always save those for future activities for this group. Yeah. So it can't hurt to ask for more than we might give out, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they made pins of each of the project logos at the event last year. Mm-hmm. So however many of those are consumed might give you an idea of an expected volume.
Yeah. Okay. Not a problem.
Great.
So, and then did you all need, do you want like a table somewhere that will have someone at it during the event, or how do you envision people coming up and taking pledges or getting this?
Oh, yeah, good point. I was just kind of imagining a booth without having ever explicitly requested that.
Yeah, same.
So there's not like a Hyperledger staff booth?
We have, we've been talking about like the project booths and the SIG booths.
I knew we had talked about that, yeah.
Yeah, so we could do something in that area if that works. I figured, sure. I mean, at least it'll be busy and amongst other things going on, you know? It's not just like out in the pre-function space or anything. Right.
But there's not like a standard, hey, here's some Hyperledger flyers and other stuff.
No, we'll just have, I mean, we'll have them kind of scattered around. But it sounds like we don't want to have these pins just like laying out, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, we'll do like a table in that area.
Okay. And that, I guess that implies we don't necessarily need to staff it, but we could put some signage there about what the pins are and what, you know, what the ask is if you take one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, I'm just catching the action items. Great.
Okay, last 15 minutes or so here. Any other last items for Global Forum?
I don't think for now.
Okay. The other topic that David suggested was the virtual meetings. So let's kick off a little discussion on that. They did not work, at least from my perspective, as well as I optimistically hoped. I do have some ideas about how we could do things a little bit better with them, but I wonder how other people feel that went.
They weren't as effective as I might have hoped. I mean, this meeting has been, I mean, I hate to say it, but this meeting has been a lot more effective to sort some stuff out than the online stuff had been.
Yeah. So, one thought I have is that we could try to alternate, so have a live meeting once a month, and on the other meeting session, try to do that with virtual. And then what I think that the virtual meetings lack is any sort of forcing function for people to check in on things.
Yeah.
At least personally, I know it's really easy not to. So I don't have a real well-formed thought on this, but if we just made part of the process be, you got to go check your name on the meeting agenda and provide some sort of update on it, that at least still makes like a to-do item that's due that day. Does that feel like something that would actually matter for each of you, that would keep you engaged on that week?
Potentially, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, I think it would at least make us go to the page, which is good.
And I think the biggest way to keep people involved in is to actually have them have an assignment, right? Some task that they have to report on.
Yeah, that's an excellent point.
Agreed, yeah.
Because if all it is me showing up to a page and clicking on it, and I don't have any action items other than that, like, that's not really useful.
Right? Yeah, it's busy work at that point.
I'm not gonna do it because there's no reason for me to do it. Right? If there's a reason for me to actually, you know, report back because I feel like I'm responsible for something that people are depending on, then that's what's gonna get me to be involved.
Yeah. Okay, great. Why don't I'll take a look at the upcoming schedule and see if it makes sense for us to try to meet again live next time, since we didn't get full attendance at this meeting, or whether we try to do the offline thing again for the next session, and then I'll send out a note about that and try to organize a little bit more structure around it.
Yeah, I've not really been involved in kind of those sorts of meetings, but I've heard that sometimes what helps with the offline meetings is to actually have a thread on a particular topic, right, for people to respond back to and provide their updates on what they've done, right? So it could be, like, for this one, it could have been, like, review the survey and provide your feedback. So like survey could have been the thread, provide information about Global Forum, right? So Global Forum being the thread, like, here's the pieces that we're looking for answers on specifically. But then again, right, it's not always enough just to have the thread out there without somebody being responsible.
Sure, but it does help. I'd heard that best practice too, that, I mean, the way I'd heard it formulated is that no items could be added to a call unless a thread existed on a mailing list first. I mean, instead of somebody just coming to the agenda page on the wiki and throwing an item in, which doesn't prompt discussions in an asynchronous way, we would maybe have, I mean, that could be maybe something we look to institute broadly. Like, that's how you get an agenda item added to a meeting, start a thread, right? First.
Okay, so I will take the action to throw some more structure onto the virtual meeting concept and send out a notice about when the next session is, what we'll be doing, whether it's live or virtual. And then we should probably all expect that over the coming year, we're going to probably need to get a little bit more specific about ownership of tasks, because I think that relates not just to the success of those meetings, but the survey, for example. That's something that I think we all envisioned was going to happen back in the fall, and it kind of lingered. And these things tend to linger because since we're all volunteering, we don't really set ownership and deadlines.
We had aspirational ones, but yeah, there was really no, yeah, to your point, yeah, there was no forcing function.
Yeah. And I think in order to do that, we probably have to get a little bit more formal with the leadership of the group too. We've been kind of kicking that down the road. So let's look at getting that resolved in the next meeting as well.
Yeah, fair enough. You're right. I think a lack of clarity around ownership maybe is part of this too.
Okay, well, I think that's the last on the agenda for today. Does anybody have any other opens before we wind up?
No, but I'm glad we did meet. I mean, it was effective to talk through it all.
Yeah, I think it definitely was.
So I'll finish.
In closing then, so David, no huge rush, but when you get the, I haven't been watching what you got live there, but I'll take a look at the action items, and I'll probably also go through to try to assign owners if we don't already have volunteers on those items, just to make sure that we do get right in that discipline habit.
Yeah. So I'm finishing up the notes. Just give me a minute or two. Everybody's welcome to add to the wiki page, and then I'll post the recording on the mailing list in a few minutes as well.
Okay, great.
All right. Thanks all.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.